Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Warped, a completely unnecessary Star Trek podcast where we do unasked-for audio commentary of Star Trek episodes. Here are your hosts, Sean.
Get me to my regular doctor. They're familiar with my weird, you know, things.
Matt.
It's completely bonkers, and I didn't understand what was happening like 80% of the time, but I loved it.
Jake.
His abs unfurled.
Philippe.
I don't have honor. What's the point? I want to live and sing and dance.
Erin.
Uh-oh, this show is so good. We're just like watching it.
Minwin.
Would you fuck, marry, or kill me?
All of that.
I would do all the three.
All three in that order.
Anme.
Dear diary, I kissed an android today, and he told me he felt nothing.
Make it so.
Today we're back well into season 6 now. We're chugging along ever so closely to the first episode of Deep Space Nine.
Which is what we're all here for, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. But today we're watching season 6, episode 5, Schisms.
Schisms.
That to be convinced with jisms.
No.
That episode's all about the holodeck. This one is about creepy aliens that kidnap crew members. So what do we got?
Sex traffickers.
We got 45, 38 on the clock, and we're punching the triangle in 3, 2, 1, punch.
Poppy.
Close enough. Is the thing's on? Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah. Captain's log.
Yeah, it's 46154.2, guys.
Yeah, of course it is.
It's our anniversary.
They're going to the Amargosa Diaspora.
Do you know what the star date
oh,
is?
Oh, shoot. It's our anniversary.
Wait, it's .2?
That pillow looks disgusting.
Oh, my God. It's
at least it's got a cover on it.
I know.
I know. Regular, well, you need
that's
to.
Like a regular pillow
it's
cover.
It's not shaped like a triangular.
But he was like, they got, you have to roll over so we can see the space pillow inside.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Even the pajamas have plunging necklines in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks something B. Arthur would wear.
I know. Right. This is a Golden Girls episode.
I always want to pull it off, but I'm like, I'm just about 3 feet
water,
too short.
Water drawer.
Oh, wait, is that did that match up? Is that 4 or 5?
Yeah, I don't know.
I hope so.
We saw the star date on the thing.
I've never seen them check an actual clock.
Yeah, that's the first time is like he realized that he had to get to work.
Yeah, he's late. Oh, look at his hair. He's got bed
he's
head.
A little bit disheveled, man.
Oh, he's sleepy.
I mean, what are you going to do if, like, you know, you're way out in space and if you really just start phoning it in and you're an upper management? Like, I mean.
What are they going to do?
What are they going to do? Sure. Like, you know, like, yeah.
They've got a brig. But the secret of the brig is, like, nobody uses that replicator, so it's, like, in top notch condition.
Yeah.
So it's, like, the best stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, kind of a mini vacay.
Exactly. It's like,
I don't think they have them in the brig. Anytime they put people in the little prison cells, I don't think they give them a replicator.
If you beep boop the right buttons in the brig, there something folds down, just like the toilet and the seats.
The
it
water.
All folds down. Like oh, like
there's a mini drawer. There's a mini holodeck because they're so progressive.
There's
in the
there's a shaving kit, and a baby.
But you can only,
it's
only
like
do
one of those Norwegian like prisons where you get like you know 2,000 square feet of space and
Data doing poetry. Now, and look here.
Oh, my God. This
breaks
is great.
Now, who's sitting next to Picard? Is that his date?
Because
he's sitting next to some random woman in a blue outfit.
Yeah, she's handsome.
And they seem to like... Well,
they confer.
Tell me, they kind of seem to be together, if you ask me.
She looks poetry like Annie Lennox's sister.
Yeah. She's angular.
Like Georgie Lennox.
See, she's giving him looks. She's kind of like, I was hoping we'd be able to get out of here, Jean-Luc. I think it's time for us to head back to your place.
Wait, what's going on with her hair? It's all short.
I know. She's got funky. Her hair got weird
what
this
the hell?
Season.
Wait,
he's about to do a poem about Spot.
Oh, nice.
Yay.
Oh, Spock.
Aww.
I thought you'd be excited about that.
I am excited. Felis Catus.
See, look at this.
Endothermic quadruped, carnivorous by nature.
She's like from an 80s, like, Matt. She's like from a Matlock episode.
Maybe he's in his dating period. Maybe he's on the apps right now.
Yeah. Look at, but she's got like, I know it looks short. She's got a giant ponytail though behind. They like pulled it back into a ponytail
and then zhuzhed it in the front.
Yeah.
Rhythmic stroking of your fur.
Riker is falling asleep at the data post.
I'm all ears right now.
You're up to your end.
I have never paid more attention.
See, she's getting. I think that girl. She's like waiting to get on the captain's D, man.
I mean,
she's getting antsy.
At least they have reservations.
Riker's like clapping the like it's over.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, Riker can't sit in a chair normally anyway, but this is really tough for him.
Brutal.
Yeah. He's like,
wow, so many words for one short-named cat.
Yeah.
But the first poem seemed a little bit more like poetic. I mean, ChatGTP can write a better poem than this, but that's okay. Data, we love Data.
All right, here we go.
What's the difference between Data and ChatGPT?
Where the pooping is a little bit different.
The sex training.
Yeah.
The original. This is Star Trek: The Next Generation, Season 6, Episode 5, Schisms.
Mm-hmm.
Original air date October 17th, 1992.
Schisms is not a word you should pluralize.
No. Schism? Like
Commander Riker's inability to fall asleep begins to show in other members of the crew in other forms, putting the Enterprise on the trail of a mystery. Aaron, what do you think the IMDb rating of this episode is?
Wow. I don't really have any context clues based on that intro.
Well, I mean, come on. It had all to do with that there was data poetry here.
I mean, I know what I would give it.
That's what you
8.3.
Nice.
Well, yeah, that's not enough to get a 10 out of you. What do you
well,
want?
I'm being realistic.
Yeah. Just like.
All right. And May, what do you think?
Let's go 7.
Anybody else?
6.4.
I'm going to say 7.3.
7.5.
Hey. Woo! One!
You pooched it right at the last second.
Yeah, it's pretty high. Why is that?
It's a pretty average episode, I would say.
Yeah.
It's a good, because it's got a like whodunit sort of feel to it because they don't know what the hell's going on.
Does the woman that's sitting next to Picard show up in any other scenes?
No, I don't believe so.
That's
the only one?
That ruined it.
One and done.
So this is the last episode of appearance of the Bolian barber, Mr. Mott.
Mm.
All right.
If you remember
the Bolian barber,
sure.
Vaguely.
Yeah.
The blue guy.
He's blue.
Yes.
He's the one with the...
Why is it the last?
He does. They don't have it anymore, but it's that same race.
Okay.
But they don't have the weed.
The weed flute.
The weed harmonica.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not Billy Joel at the piano.
This episode's famous for Data's complex, overwritten poem, Ode to Spot, is what they say here. This is also the last appearance of Ensign Rager. The black lady that
the helm
ship.
Yeah. Just the helm, right?
That we learned last week was in Rat Race.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
So this is not the episode where they all can't sleep, is it? We saw that episode.
We did see an episode where they all... But this is also an episode where... Well, they're actually only really Riker is having the sleep issue.
Got it.
There's going to be more like... People are going to be missing time. This is people are kind of losing time.
Mm.
So
like blacking out?
Yeah, like
blackout drinking.
They'll lose large chunks of time. And
those damn gray aliens.
Okay, basically they're experiencing what Scotty experiences every weekend.
Right.
Nice.
Blackouts.
Yeah.
Love it.
I cannot be held responsible for that time.
Yeah. 3 sheets, Captain. 3 sheets.
There's a bit of Star Trek-y stuff happening in the background as well.
Yeah, so they're in this area looking at some space anomaly, whatever, it doesn't matter. But the most important part is, so far, Riker is having weird sleep issues. We don't really know why. Data's asking for...
He's asking for notes.
Feedback.
And Geordi is basically, you know, it was good, but there was no passion behind it. You know, you just, everything was very surface feelings. And I'm like, well, what the fuck did you want, Geordi? It's Data, for Christ's sake. How much passion do you want out of the man?
I think the amount of passion that sitting down for an hour and a half of poetry warrants is what he wanted. Like, he wants that time back.
Well, that's fine. We do things for friends. That's any crappy plays I've gone to see because my friend was in it?
Go on.
I can give you a list.
There you go. That's what makes you a good friend.
How many fucking black one booth joint?
Yeah.
And the old one, it was just the Black Box, right? Wasn't that what that theater was called?
Yeah, the one
I was
Santa
on Santa Monica, Boulevard. Does that still exist?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
I saw something there.
Sure.
You saw something? It was a Western. Did?
Yeah.
Oh, you saw Three Sisters.
Yes.
Or Sisters Oregon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah, sure.
That was good.
That show had a running bit about one of the characters. Well, it was actually Matt's character, constantly getting in arguments with another guy about these dumbass, like, arguments. You know, just sort of lexiconical type arguments.
Mm.
And in the end, there's like a whole thing where they're gonna like duel because of it. And they set it up like it's supposed to be like a fight over a woman, but in the end, it's a fight over whether or not a peanut is a nut or a legume.
Sure,
you know. And I told Matt, I said, that was so obvious that was, they're like, really? I was like, you didn't think so? They're like, well, no, it's supposed to be a real misdirect. They're like, well, you must be really smart, John, because I don't think you're supposed to know.
Yeah.
I'm like, my God, it was so, you guys telegraphed it so badly. Like, that it was going to be, I didn't know what the dumb argument was going to be about, but I knew it was going to be a dumb argument that they were now going to duel over. I don't like unkempt Riker.
No.
Sure.
It doesn't work for me.
Well, you like Riker because he keeps it tight.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now his head looks like his chest hair.
Yeah. A little bit.
Look at that swagger.
Which is
The way he's swing walking, it's like Harry Connick Jr.
He's drinking milk and scotch, I think, is what that is.
Oh my God.
And ironically, his chest hair is finally kempt and combed.
I know, exactly.
It's flipped.
Exactly.
It's not. It's
when
not
he's
right.
Unkept, the chest hair is kempt.
Yeah, it just automatically.
When you comb one, the other one becomes unfurled.
Yeah.
It's a defensive mechanism.
It's the law of conservation of matter.
Exactly.
You gotta try podcasts, Riker.
That's like the.
That's what you need. He needs They need ASMR in the
future. Quantum entanglement.
He needs Alexa, play rain sounds.
Mm-hmm. You're going to get that.
And then you hear, blame it on the rain.
Oh, my God.
That happens. I like that there's like a Star Trek button on the door.
Right.
It's like, yeah, we're going to put our logo everywhere.
So.
Good morning.
He feels like he just literally went to bed and it's been like 10 hours.
Whoa, I hate when that happens.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah, it's like asleep. I just fell asleep. Like it's
and you felt like you just put your head down and then the alarm goes off. You're like, fuck that.
No.
This is some bullshit, man.
Something's going on with time. I've seen the Star Trek episode.
This is a timey-wimey one.
Timey-wimey. Yeah.
Although they're not. There he is.
Oh, my God.
Oh my
I love him so much.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can see why he's obsessed with hair.
Yeah, I want him to do my hair.
Mm-hmm.
Now Worf is gonna respond weirdly to Scissors, and that's his reaction to what's going on.
Worf never had a haircut.
He says he does it all the time.
Yeah. Got to keep that page boy above the shoulder. Yeah.
That little under curl doesn't happen right? all by itself. That takes some.
He's got such a great face.
Grooming.
Look at that. He's got just his eyes.
He's
are so
the
good.
Best
eye actor.
Well, that, but just, you know, they throw on ridges on all kinds of ways on the show.
His
he's the best.
Really work.
He's beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, his Klingon ridges are by far the best ones.
Yeah, correct.
Let's see, like, he freaked out over the scissors.
That's
interesting. Like, you're not cutting my hair, blue man.
But he does get a haircut, so what's different?
Because he's got
the timey-wimeys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something about what's going on caused him to freak out at the sight of scissors.
Okay.
Wait, so let's go back to the guy no longer having a flute harmonica, weed harmonica thing. So is that just a change that just happened, or is there an explanation why they don't have them anymore?
If there's an explanation, I don't know what it is.
It's like they figured it out.
My guess is they just took it was too much
was
of a
too
pain
much.
In the ass to have that thing there.
They're like, nobody cares.
Dropped it.
Put they the take, dry ice in it, because doesn't it have like smoke coming out?
It did,
yeah.
They take a pill now.
Now he's up. He's looking good. He's got the hair combed back.
Thank God.
Yeah. Riker feels more himself.
Yeah. He's got the swagger back.
Buzz it.
You slept for another 10 hours?
Yeah. I would definitely be.
Now, Geordi's visor is glitching.
God dang it.
So maybe it was Data's poetry.
It's time for eyes, Geordi.
Could be. I don't know. We haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah.
Maybe it was.
Cat poems.
The cat poem put everyone into a coma.
Yeah.
It created a warp in space-time.
Nope.
Yeah.
So be prepared, everybody. We're going to see Geordi without his visor. We all know that's never a good thing.
Nope. Yeah. It's unnerving. they're so cloudy. So milky.
LeVar had to wear those contacts cannot be comfortable.
Those were not at least like foil.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Nothing
foil.
Is worse than that.
That was the worst.
It was. When we learned it was aluminum foil crushed between two contacts.
Yeah.
It's surprised an episode from the original series. It's the second pilot. So, like, they filmed a pilot with Captain Pike. It's before Shatner was on the show.
Right.
And then they did a second pilot.
Yep.
That with
Aaron's mind again, even though she was there.
Okay.
The only person that was on the original pilot that moved to the show was Nimoy.
Okay. Yeah.
Spock was in the original pilot that never officially aired.
But where is it? Does it live somewhere?
You can watch. It's on Netflix. It was on Netflix when the show was on Netflix.
Yeah, it was episode one.
And anyways, so they redid it. They did a second pilot, which actually was the third episode to air. and it's funny because McCoy is in the first two episodes, but he wasn't in the pilot. So like, there's another doctor in the third episode. It's kind of funny. Anyways, they're two of the characters get like zapped by space zappers, and it causes their eyes to get like glow. They have like this weird, and the way they created the look was they took aluminum foil and smashed it between two contacts and put it in their eyes, so it had this silver gloss over their eyes. That episode, if you want to go back and listen to it, we talk about how terrible that must have been. How painful.
They let them.
Philippe tells a story about somebody finding. What was that?
A lady just kept like losing contacts in the back of her eyeball. Like they would just like it slip in, and then she had a bunch of them.
She went to the doctor and they found like
she
20,
wasn't taking out her daily
20,
or whatever.
20 contacts behind her eye.
Yeah.
Is what was causing her headaches.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
Maybe she thought she was taking them out or just went to sleep with them and they're like, they're gone.
They dissolved her. I don't know.
Yeah. She was not hip to the.
If it goes in, it's got to come out.
Yeah.
Do we ever find out what's in those barrels? Because they got a lot of it.
Yeah.
just that they're heavy enough to kill people when they fall.
I remember that.
They're not secured, and they're not going to change the way they secure them, even though they probably killed about 7 or 8 people on the ship.
Oh, yeah. That was it almost killed a Worf.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was the one where it almost killed like his back.
Yeah,
broke,
yeah,
yeah. And he wanted. That was the.
He was just like, kill me.
The suicide, suicide episode.
Yeah, and you know what they changed about how they stacked the barrels? Nothing.
Not a damn thing. Uh oh, Data's found something funky.
He's looking at a corner.
There's a sparkly thing that shouldn't be sparkly.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why people are acting weird. Yeah. It's the sparkly panel.
It's like,
you know how it is.
Yep.
Villainous sparkles.
So we kind of missed it because we were talking about eyeball shit. But Riker had a kind of a meltdown at the helm.
Oh.
Mm. He was like supposed to do something and he couldn't. His hand was like moving.
He
was like moving without him asking. He was doing some weird shit where it was like moving. So we're getting more clues to what. And I don't know if it's happened yet. At some point in time, Data disappears.
Yikes.
Or like. Oh, I know what happened when Geordi went to the doctor. Mm. Data thought he didn't go because it was like he came right back.
Oh, so Data lost the time.
Yeah, so now Data's lost time.
When Data's affected, you know you're in trouble.
Yeah,
usually and he's the one that's not affected.
And his chronometer was.
Yeah, dude, everything is based on his chronometer, man. He can't access, like, his Microsoft account without
that's
the...
That's right.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah, I hate it when my computer's date and time is off and use software because it doesn't match the
And
time.
Then Data gets locked out and he has to identify which of these pictures is a bus.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't do it. No. It's really inconvenient.
Yeah, he's like, they're all buses. I don't know.
It's like, did you mean...
It's the great stump about whether or not it's a robot doing the work or not.
Yeah, I know.
Does Data like just not know what a bicycle looks like?
Yeah.
Can't pick all the pictures with a bike in it?
They just put a capture lock on the brig for him. Mm-hmm. Spell these letters.
Yeah.
We're still on the Enterprise. Establishing shot tells us that.
All right, so now she's having group therapy. With all the people.
I know,
yeah,
it's so
right? She's got that weird.
Yeah.
It's not okay.
This
there
lady
she is.
Has also had issues. I don't remember if she ever talks in the episode.
I would like
They're
that
like, too. That costs more.
It's like, what happened to you when you lost your time? Well, I was with a friend, let's just say. Then I lost the time, yeah. Which friend? It's not important who he was and whether he was had a beautiful bald head. That's none of your business.
Yeah.
And it's with him.
Wait, is that that's not the same woman from the beginning, is it?
But the thing is
she was there.
Yeah.
She was that's not the woman that was sitting with Picard, but she was at the poetry.
But Picard,
so maybe it is the poetry.
Yeah. I'm liking the theory more and more, man.
They were all at the poetry reading.
If Data wanted to kill everybody on the Enterprise, like he could do it, right? Like if he really if he just really decided like I'm just gonna flood the whole place with nitrogen or whatever, like you can't get past Data if he comes up with some plan.
I've always said, like, I don't understand. I mean, I love Data and all, but he is an immense security risk being on a starship.
Because
more than one time he has taken over the ship and, like, there was nothing that anyone could do about it.
Yeah.
So if Data just decided one day to be a total dick, he could just really fuck shit up.
He says he has no emotions, so, I mean, he would just, you know. Kill you like chopping celery. Chop, chop, chop.
Oh, the table was long. So they all had some kind of interaction with a table.
In like a dream or something, or what are they describing?
They sort
just
of
a
felt
regular
like
table, not a fun conference table.
Not
shape.
A fun
it's
Star
not
Trek.
A, it's not a triangular trapezoid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Five-sided. The perfect table.
Is this the table? Was this the table that touched you?
No, because he felt cold. So he's like, no.
Too high. This table. Is this my table? I'm not high enough. That table is too high.
Goldilocks and some series of tables.
Yeah.
So all I know is the PA.
You guys remember that table scene? This is called the table.
All I know is the PAs had to run out and get a bunch of tables for this episode.
That sounds annoying.
These look like poor digital.
Who would have a table like that?
The Angars of Thrax.
The most.
Karmasa 3.
There we go. Yeah.
Your cereal would slide down.
Table. Yeah, that's Hannibal Lecter's table.
There was a
what
probe.
What is happening?
So this is something that they've all experienced.
So this is all kind of like Close Encounters type stuff. Like,
they've all been probed.
Yeah. I know.
So like I said, gray aliens are doing it.
Jesus.
They're not gray. They are kind of funky looking.
Damn grays. These guys are assholes.
And they're realizing they were experimented upon.
Oh, yeah. This is like all those people in the Midwest that get sucked up. Man, you realize how small it is. In the
holodeck?
Yeah.
Yeah, the holodeck is...
It's cozy.
Makes no sense.
Well, yeah, they walk
physically.
Over... Yeah, they...
Because they walk for miles inside of it. And how does that... Does it act... Do you just walk in place?
It just warps... Whoa, he came out of nowhere. Jesus. He was like, I just wanted to see if that puddle that I left in the holodeck was still there.
He was like cleaning up a mess in the corner. Right?
Exactly.
Like, nothing over here. Well, where are you doing, Riker? Nothing.
Why do you have
nothing?
A sponge taped to your shoe?
Hey, Will, what are you doing there? Oh, I'm just hanging out, thinking about the table, trying to figure out what else there was on the table.
Yeah, table. Yeah, that's the table, guys. Yeah. That's the mystery I care about. Nobody should go to Riker's Corner in the holodeck.
Right. He's got his own. Everybody knows. Stay away from Riker's
Corner.
The holodeck
smells there. It's different.
It's like that. It's like the tree cave on Dagobah. Like, there's the dark side is in that corner.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
I used to have a rotisserie that was just like this.
Yeah.
It had all these attachments.
We had so many.
After we got married, we got 3 rotisseries.
Yeah, we had a lot of...
They were not on our registry, which was interesting.
How does saying a control panel, the computer know exactly what it looked like?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Computers know stuff.
What are they going to, like, design a control panel? Like...
It's like, dude, that's...
Image search.
It's basically...
The computer's like, dude, I've been
designing... That control panel doesn't look anything like the control panels on the Enterprise.
Yeah.
So you would think if he asked for a control panel, they would naturally make a control panel that looks like one on their own ship.
Make it look like it belonged to a race of aliens that might abduct people.
Yeah, and they were like, done. Oh, my God, no!
No!
No, it did not. Come on. It was not scissors.
It was not scissors.
This
Warf.
Is dumb, you guys.
Learn your nouns.
Yeah, it was skizzers.
It was
schisms.
There it goes.
It's like it looked more like a duck, like the one that's in that puddle by
there
Riker.
There we go.
Yeah.
This seems like one of those.
It's like Clue. Was it with this or was it with this?
This like it seems like an exercise they would do at like a team building retreat.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That takes forever.
And now, where did the table touch you?
It's like Clue, where everybody just guesses and is like, I don't even know the answer. And they're just like, no, mustard. No, Scarlet.
Right. You guys want to play a game?
Yeah.
I got a game for you.
All right.
So. Listeners of the show may not realize, and we didn't make a deal out of it, but recently we recorded our 250th episode.
Jesus. Holy crap.
Holy gall.
And if you listen to the show, you know that aside from watching Star Trek, occasionally we watch movies.
So I have a game. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read you character names that the actors from the film we watched have played in other movies or TV shows.
Sure.
Okay.
So I'll give you a we'll give this an example. Right? If I told you TJ Hooker,
shit,
Mr. Rourke, and Rebecca Howe, what movie is that?
Wait, so they're all...
These are characters that the actors are Shatner. In the movie. Shatner.
Christy Alley.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And what was the middle one?
Mr. Rourke.
I'm just going to guess, like, you know.
So what movie have we watched on the show that has William Shatner and Kirstie Alley?
Star Trek.
It's one of those Star Trek. Right?
Star Trek 2, Wrath of Khan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mr. Rourke is Ricardo Montalban's character on Fantasy Island.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
All right. So here we go.
But my question was
I like
the
this.
Alternate character names, they're not all from the same,
it's not the same
project.
No, they're definitely from different movies.
Although, what
TV
a great
shows.
Project People. With a TJ okay. Hooker. Fantasy Island. Yeah.
These were all TV shows and Cheers.
Cheers mashup.
Rebecca is Kirstie Alley's character on Cheers. Okay. All right, so here we go. Next one. Scott Calvin, Dana Barrett, that one and Marvin.
Marvin.
Which one had Marvin is the robot?
Go with that.
On Hitchhiker's Guide.
Uh-huh.
And he's played by
a British person.
Yeah, what's the
Think of the theatrical version,
not the BBC version.
Who played Marvin in that movie?
Oh my God, who did play Marvin? It wasn't
Freeman Martin.
No, it wasn't. What's his name from?
Was it Alan Rickman?
Alan Rickman, right?
It is Alan Rickman.
Oh, Galaxy Quest.
It is Galaxy Quest. Scott Calvin is Tim Allen's character on the Santa Claus, and Dana Barrett is Sigourney Weaver's character in Ghostbusters.
Okay,
I forgot about that. I knew the name, just. Couldn't pick it.
All right. Next one. Nurse Ratched.
Ooh, okay.
Sarah McDowell and Buffy.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
What movie did we watch?
Cruel Intentions.
Cruel Intentions. Yeah.
It's not Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh,
playing Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Who else has played Buffy?
Oh, right.
Oh, my God.
What's her name? Kristen, no, what's her name?
You're on the right track. It's in that area.
Christy.
Yamaguchi.
No. Yes, Christy Yamaguchi.
Love her.
I know.
What?
I can picture her.
What?
What did we watch where she was
where
in
was
that?
Where was her different Buffy? A movie?
In the movie.
Yeah, the original movie.
Yeah. Oh. It was unrelated.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Somewhat unrelated.
They're not related. I mean, Joss Whedon wrote
both?
The movie too,
but they've seen it. Seemed like completely. It's a completely different.
It's not the cast is completely different.
Yeah. It's the same premise.
You know who Nurse Ratched is, right?
I mean, I know the character.
Nurse Ratched.
The other one I just had to throw in there because I couldn't find anything else. You'll never be able to figure that one out. Sarah McDowell is the other character, but I don't think you'll.
So
know what that is.
It's a horror film,
probably.
Nurse Ratched. It's not a horror movie.
No.
Actually in.
Oh, wait. MASH?
No.
We didn't watch MASH.
Well, Nurse Ratched's from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Okay,
but I don't remember what the name of the actress is. But she died recently.
She did, yeah.
But it's got...
a movie with her in it.
Gloris Leachman.
Christy Swanson.
What did we watch Buffy.
What did we watch with Christy Swanson?
Think about the movies we've watched and think about what one might she have been in. She was with... Louise Fletcher is the actress who played Nurse Ratched.
Thank you.
The Last Starfighter.
No. But it would have been around that time. That it's an 80s movie. Oh, this guy.
An 80s movie. She would
have
been
What did we watch?
Kid.
What did I take a
he's
nap
so
during?
What's
he
the
looks
one?
Like he's from
it's
an 80s
about
movie.
Incest.
Oh,
Flowers in the Attic.
Flowers in the Attic.
Nice.
The other character is, I can't remember, the woman who plays the mom in that. It's her
That's
character
right.
In
now
LA
I remember
Story.
Us talking about it.
Sarah McDowell?
Yeah.
Christy Swanson was in that.
Yeah,
movie.
So I remember we talked about it.
Oh.
That's right.
All right. Thank Dale Cooper, that. Chucky.
Chucky.
And Al Calavici.
Dale Cooper.
Chucky.
Who's Dale Cooper?
I don't know. Weenie Cooper's dad?
No. No. Like how about if I put? How about if I add Agent Dale Cooper?
Okay.
Does that ring a bell more?
He's like an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Is there something?
No.
Oh, wait. Dale Cooper. Wait. Agent. Like, oh, no. That's Twin Peaks, right?
Yeah.
So Twin Peaks. I know that guy.
Who's the actor?
Ferreira? No.
She's on.
No.
No.
Daisy's dad.
Kyle MacLachlan.
Yeah, did you watch Dune?
Dune.
Dune. Dune.
You guys watched Dune?
Yeah.
Oh, we watched Dune.
We watched
That's
Dune.
That we was watched during the, it. That was yeah. During the, it was during, a Zoom, was Zoom time.
That was a COVID.
So
Chucky, Brad Dourif plays Chucky. He's so, the voice of Chucky. He's also in Dune.
Is he like a voice in Dune or is he an actual?
I think he's a character.
Cool. He's
and
the navigator.
Al Calavici is Dean Stockwell's character in Quantum Leap.
Oh my God! I never knew his last name, or at least I didn't. It was just Al.
Never really used it much.
All right, here we go. Tracy Flick.
Okay.
Helen Shivers.
That's Reese Witherspoon.
Officer Hanson. Yes, that's Cruel Intentions.
Thank you. I was like,
Tracy Flick is
Reese Witherspoon.
Election. Helen Shivers is Sarah Michelle Gellar's character, and I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Nice.
And Officer Hanson is Ryan Phillippe's character in Crash.
Oh, I never
nice.
Saw.
Nicely done.
All right. Red Foreman.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Samantha Jones. Captain Georg von Trapp.
Oh, wow.
Sound
Kim
music.
Cattrall was in a Star Trek movie, wasn't she?
Yeah. She was in the first one, right?
No.
Did you guys watch? Did you guys watch RoboCop at one point?
Red Foreman.
That guy. Oh, Robo. No, because he's. I think. No. Yeah, I think RoboCop too. Right. That's Red Foreman who's in that.
He's in one.
He's in
it's
one.
Not,
yeah.
We did not watch RoboCop. No,
but he's not. Okay, he's not in.
Sound of Music, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who plays him?
Charles something. Barbara Streisand's husband. Worst husband.
No.
Helen Mirren's husband.
No, I think so.
It's somebody's husband.
Somebody's husband. He got married.
You can also. You did get Kim Cattrall, right?
Yeah.
That Samantha Jones is her character in Sex and the City.
Star Trek 4?
No.
Star Trek 3?
No.
Star Trek 5?
Keep going.
Star Trek 6?
There you go.
I knew she was in one.
So,
I thought she was for some reason.
You know who Red Foreman is, right?
Yes. Yeah. What's his name? I don't remember the name.
Shit, I can't think of the actor. It's from that 70s show.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Red.
He plays the like president of the Star of Federation in Star Trek.
You
6.
Know who I always think
Christopher
when I...
Plummer is who plays. Yeah.
Of course. Married to somebody famous.
Oh, he's the bad guy. He's Chang.
I always think of Michael Ironsides when I think of Red Foreman.
All right, here we go. Cornelius, Colonel Henry Blake, and Peter Pan.
Peter Pan.
Cornelius from The Matchmaker? From
From Planet of the Apes?
Hello, Dolly.
The Apes. Wow. Cornelius from Planet of the Apes.
Cornelius.
Dr. Seuss?
It's not Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss.
So Cornelius. Yeah, what
Is
was
Peter
the next
Pan,
clue?
Robin Williams?
No.
Colonel
Henry Blake.
Colonel Henry Blake.
Is that Treat Williams? No.
No.
Okay.
What's going on?
Oh,
some 90s effects.
That was some
crazy.
Ghostbusters.
Rager
shit
just
right
got
there.
Rager just got
so
taken.
This is bait. They baited. They're like tracking him.
Oh.
So they used him as bait to try to find out where he's going.
So that was clever.
Follow him to the probing site.
So Peter Pan is actually, it's kind of, I'll give you, it's not.
Oh, wait, this is, oh, wait, I know it. Oh, no, the cat who came, the space cat movie.
Cat from outer space.
Sandy Duncan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Good one.
Give it to me.
Cornelius was played by Roddy McDowall, who's like the bad guy in Captain Outer Space.
Oh, my God.
And
we should watch that again.
Colonel Henry Blake is McLean Stevenson character on MASH.
Oh, these dudes.
Look at these guys.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
They look like tall Jawas.
I like my probing. This is I got my dream job, Ma.
Probe. All right, here we go. This one's a hard one, but one of them should give it away. Michael Brody.
Brody.
Andrew Packard. And Harold Hill.
Ooh, Harold. Last Starfighter.
There you go.
Yeah.
So Michael Brody, what's his name? Alex.
The guy who plays the main character
in Last Starfighter.
I've confirmed her thoughts.
That's the character. He's in Jaws the Revenge.
Oh, my
Michael
God.
Is Michael Brody is one of the kids.
Jesus.
From
that's
Sheriff
hard.
Brody from the first season. Anyways. Yeah. And then
is that Jaws
Andrew
too?
Packard is Dan O'Hurley. That's his character on Twin Peaks.
Okay.
Of course, Harold Hill is Robert Preston from The Music Man.
Yes.
My buddy.
All right. Benjamin Franklin Pierce, Seth Brundle, and Galvatron.
Boy, you had fun with this one.
I did have fun with this.
Galvatron.
Galvatron?
Okay. Decepticons.
What was the ridiculous movie with Sean Connery that we watched?
Zardoz?
Zardoz.
Oh, yeah.
It's not Zardoz.
Okay.
Zardoz. We should watch that again.
I did not know what was going on with
okay,
Zardoz.
Okay, what are the other
I liked it when it was like so all the guns were coming out.
Benjamin Franklin Pierce. I'll give you a hint. You could also call him Hawkeye Pierce.
Yeah, ooh. Sure.
Seth okay. Brundle.
Alan Alda.
And Galvatron. Don't Hawkeye think Alan Alda.
Pierce.
Yeah. Oh.
That's
Hawkeye.
That's the other guy, right? Hawkeye?
What?
Hawkeye is from where? Where
from
is
MASH.
Hawkeye from?
MASH.
From MASH.
MASH.
Hawkeye. There
but
is,
are you talking about
Hannibal is from A-Team.
Yeah.
Hannibal.
I just rewatched some of that movie.
So who else played, other than Alan Alda, who else played Hawkeye Pierce?
Are you talking about MASH the movie? Oh.
Yes.
They had two different people play the same character?
Well, there's a movie
yeah.
that came first, and then the TV show
came after.
Came after, yeah. And Alan Alda played Hawkeye.
We're learning so much right now.
We're learning.
But who played him in the movie? Do you
it was
know?
A Robert Altman film.
It is
it?
A Robert Altman Kim film. Cattrall. I love that. That's a movie. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the show, but I love the movie.
Really?
You don't like Radar?
Man, I watched that movie.
Seth Brundle mean anything to anybody either? That's Seth. The other one. I know Galvatron isn't going to get a ring any bells.
Something
but
from Die Hard?
Somebody hit me in the grundle once.
Yeah, and you loved it.
It was uncomfortable.
You smiled for 3 days.
Galvatron.
I once had an artisan grundle.
Wait, was Tim Curry out Galvatron?
No.
Okay.
Is Galvatron somebody pretty...
Do you know where Galvatron... Yeah, I mean, you know who he is. Like you know where Galvatron is from, right?
I don't know.
Is Transformers?
It is.
Is it from the movie?
It's from the Transformers, the movie.
The movie, yeah.
The
yeah.
cartoon movie. Yeah. The
cartoon
original.
Movie.
That's
oh,
called
so it's
the
a voice.
Transformers, the movie.
Yeah.
So it's a voice performance.
Sure. Yeah.
But he is known for being on screen. He's not. Sure. He's actually more known for his on-screen
yeah,
stuff.
It's not Keith David, is it?
No.
It's not Tim Curry.
He does like half the voices or three of the voices.
Come on, who played Hawkeye Pierce in the movie, guys? Come on. Who's in the movie?
I've never seen the movie.
I saw the movie with Sean, and I can't remember who was in it. Somebody I will totally like. I know.
Alan Arkin.
No.
No.
Let's see if I give you another one. I'll give you another one for Seth Brundle. Ian Malcolm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a.
Who's Ian Malcolm? I know the name.
Yeah, he's from Jurassic Park.
That's right.
It's
you
know, from
not
oh,
Quaid.
Right.
No. It's like the guy whose name I can't remember from Ragnarok.
From Ragnarok?
Yeah, Thor Ragnarok.
Who's
he play Ragnarok?
He's the scientist.
Skarsgård. No.
He's the scientist.
Come on, guys.
He's the mathematician.
Life finds a way.
Yeah.
Oh, Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Good job.
We watched with Jeff Goldblum.
The Fly.
That's Seth Brundle. That's his character in The Fly.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we watched the movie
with Jeff Goldblum.
Oh.
Wow, we watched a Goldblum movie? Holy crap.
The first Star Trek movie?
No. We haven't watched that many.
Oh my god. An untethered
whoop, and it's gone.
It's Tinkerbell.
He won.
You guys got to clap to bring him back to life.
So there were aliens probing him. That's all that.
They were living on the ship. Is that what?
That's the whodunit.
Yeah, they kind of created a. It was like a weird dimensional portal that they were doing. They were pocket dimension. They created, and they were sucking him out. That's why he kept losing time. They would suck him out and put him back.
Somebody sucked me off again.
He was gone for hours. Yeah. They were sucking him off.
Right in the grundle, right?
Yeah.
And then so that little tinkly white
was them.
Was that the aliens leaving?
Route.
They're off to Never Neverland.
What did they do? What did they take?
They probed them a lot.
They probed them a lot.
Was Jeff Goldblum in Velocipastor?
He was not. I did not do Velocipastor because I didn't figure any of those.
They're like T Rex. You could have said
he was Jurassic Park. T Rex in Jurassic Park. Right. One of his other roles.
I guess we've seen a few.
Wow. Name some movies we watched.
I was just saying, go through them.
Did we? Was he in Body Snatchers?
He was.
Yay.
That's
Body
it.
Snatcher.
Invasion of Benjamin the Body Snatchers.
Franklin, Hawkeye Pierce. Body Snatchers.
We did.
Donald Sutherland.
We watched. We watched
Galvatron,
that one.
Voiced by Leonard Nimoy.
Ah. That's a good choice. That's a good choice.
And the last one, King Arthur. Reverend Mother, and Eric Buggy.
King Arthur.
That's Zardoz.
It's Zardoz.
That's Zardoz.
John Connery played King Arthur in that weird movie with Richard Gere.
First night.
Yeah. Richard Gere steals his
Reverend wife. Mother is Charlotte Rampling's character in the new Dune.
Oh, okay.
Yes. He's also in Zardoz. And then the third character, I don't even know who the actor is, but he was in Alien 3, and his character's name was Eric Buggy.
There you go.
He was the only other character in Zardoz.
Oh, my God. What's our cue?
Yeah, the next episode, Q comes back.
Man, you don't want to miss that.
Yep.
Come on, guys.
So they got the probing done, and everybody's good. So that's... All the wells.
I like that we all got probed during this episode and we kept going because it was very thematic and so, I enjoyed it.
Thank you
it.
For playing my little game.
Yeah,
that was good. That was a tough game.
We never play the same game twice on Warped.
No.
It's always a new game.
Consistency is the
The next two episodes are going to the next one's good, but the next session is going to be great because it's
Baby
Star Trek, followed by Worf is a cowboy.
Yeah.
And okay.
It looks like Data has a mustache.
Yep. But next week we'll be watching True Q, so it's obviously a Q episode because there's a Q in the title.
That's what they did.
They all have them. But until then, you can rate, review, and subscribe and... on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And please do, if you listen.
I dare you to give us 5 stars.
It does help us. You know,
I challenge you.
We put money into this shit, so somebody should listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Email us at warpthepodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter or X or whatever the hell you call it, at Warp Trek. And Instagram at Warped Podcast, Facebook. You can find us at patreon.com/warped if you want to be a subscriber. Well, you get bonus content and early access to weekly episodes. Otherwise, until next week, my name is Sean.
Hey,
Philippe.
Aaron.
Hey.
Thank you and good night.